Blog Talk Radio.
Preface this in a way that, you know, I usually don't come on at this time, you know, but maybe I will. It all depends on, you know, how many people I reach. I've been following politics for a while. You know, I've been I've written a book about politics. You know, I'm not bragging or anything, but I've had this radio show for a long time, and I was off the air for a long time, and I'm back on. And, you know, no rhyme or reason. I'm going to set a time, but right now, I don't know what time would be a good time to have this show. This is really for kind of like adults and people who are old enough to vote. And even if you get kids listening, you know, I'm going to try to keep it clean here. But here's the deal. I have written anything or done anything because I honestly can't make heads or tails out of what the hell is going on here. You know, the deal is we got two candidates for president from the main political parties. And, if you're a Republican, just bear with me because I'm going to get to the Democrats too. Okay. So, this is not an anti-Republican show or anti-Democrat. Okay. This is anti-everything show. Okay. So, yeah, here's the deal. You got these Republicans and they want to make America great again. It's not great now, okay? If it's not great, you know, whose fault is it, okay? Whose fault is it? Just think about that. Whose fault? Why isn't America great again? You know, let me tell you what I think. I think America isn't great because we have the shittiest leaders in history in the Senate, in Congress, in the executive branch, all over the place. We don't give a shit about anybody except people that can put money in their pockets. That's the way it is. And all these Republicans that think Donald Trump is like the cat's meow, you're all crazy as bedbugs because he's one of them. Yeah, you know, I mean, the guy is one of them. He admits it. Oh, he's incredibly rich. And you're going to vote for him because he's a TV star? Give me a break. This guy's crazy. As a loon. As a loon. You know? Don't get me wrong. He's got some good ideas. Everybody's got good ideas. You know? These trade relations we got with other countries, yeah, they suck. But, you know, wanting to get along with Russia, that's great. That's a good idea, you know. But this other crap, is just totally outrageously insane. Okay, that's just Donald Trump. If you want to call in, the guest number is 713-955-0492. At 713-955-0492. Now let me go to my chat room and see if there's anybody in my chat room. I doubt it, you know, because I just scheduled the show and I don't expect it to really go anywhere. Yeah. You know, unless you want to podcast it later. Okay, I got some fans out there, believe it or not, who podcast the show. All right, and then, you know, then you got Mike Pence, who's a wingnut, okay? The guy is so far outside the norm. Like, there's a bell-shaped curve that predicts behavior and everything, and it's shaped like a bell. That's why they call it the bell-shaped curve, because people fall on either end of the spectrum, and most of the people are in the middle, where the bubble of the bell is, you know? And this guy is so far outside the norm. Like, he ain't even on the bell, okay? He's somewhere on the floor. I mean, this guy is like a born-again Jesus freak, anti-abortion, anti-women's rights. We talk about Sharia law. This guy wants to go to fundamentalist ideals and shit. You know, there's not much difference. So, the man in the sky bullshit, you know? And if anybody's religious, you might as well turn it off now. Okay. Anyway, that's what you got for the Republicans. And then you got a bunch of Republicans, all white people, who are sitting there chanting and getting up and raising these signs and chanting. You know, I hate chanting. I've been in a lot of demonstrations. And, like, chanting is, like, it's, like, the most disgusting thing you can do. All it does is rile people up, and they're all following one blind leader who's making up the chants. And it's all bullshit, okay? I can't stand chants. That's just me. You know, you can like chants. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Just something. That's what I say. I'm bound to offend everybody. You know, that's what this show is all about. Then you got this thing at the RNC convention with Alex Jones and Cenk Uygur. I mean, if this wasn't a put up bunch of bullshit, and I mean, Alex Jones was being nice and Cenk was going ballistic. And what's her name?
Anna
over in the side was, get off my set, get off my set. She's the one that started the whole shit. You know, and then him with the Trump shirt and everything, and Alex, and then Cenk, who's supposed to be he teaches us everything. He's a big teacher, you know. He's got to expound on everything, you know, until he can't stand it anymore, until he drills it into your head. I mean, yeah, you know, a lot of things I agree with him on, but I can't listen to him very long. You know, and he goes ballistic on Alex Jones, which really made him look like shit. You know, made him look like a nut. Okay, just as nutty as Alex Jones. I mean, you know, there's some things I agree with Alex Jones on too. You know, seriously. He's published some of my writing, you know. I mean, I'm not an Alex Jones fan, big fan, you know, but I read him sometimes, and some things I agree with, some things I don't. That's the trouble with this country, you know. There's some things I agree with everybody, and there's just some things I don't, you know. And the things I don't are what gets me into conflict with other people. And And I'm not saying just shut up about the things you don't agree with. No, I'm not saying, I wouldn't have a radio show if I was like that. Okay, I wouldn't write and be published all over the place and write books about it if I didn't believe in what I think. You know, I've been around 65 years, and I've had four strokes, four of them. And I'm waiting for the fifth one to come rolling around. And, you know, I could be 10 years from now, it could be tomorrow. I don't know. You know, just like John Lennon said, I'm living on borrowed time. You know, so I got a dog in this fight. You know, I'm just like watching from the sidelines. And let me tell you about my politics just a little bit. I'm not Republican at all. I abhor almost everything they stand for. But I'm not a Democrat either. Yeah, these people are the most treacherous bastards that ever walked the face of the earth. Okay? They're even more treacherous than Republicans. Here's the deal. Both parties are blowing themselves up. And I couldn't be happier. You know, I just couldn't be happier that they're just beating each other to a goddamn pulp. Yeah? Because the deal is, you know, they don't understand the big picture. Neither party does. They understand what they think is the big picture. What they're in their mind is the big picture. They think the big picture is getting campaign contributions from all these PACs and corporations and, you know, all sorts of different corporations and getting big money from super PACs and seeing how many ads they can run and see how many people they can convince to join their site. Deal is people, I'm 65. I don't listen to mainstream media. I'm off the grid. I got a computer. I read my, I got YouTube. It's where I got my information. I read the New York Times once in a while online, you know, which they lie a lot too. And, you know, and if I want to see something, I'll go to CNN or Sky News or whatever. I get my news. Believe me, I get my news. And I don't watch TV. I don't watch that crap on TV because I won't watch it. It's sickening. You know, they lie through their teeth. There's too many commercials. And it's just like torture. I don't watch it. And they try to scare you all the time. I don't watch that shit. My stress level is going down 80% since I stopped watching mainstream news. Let me introduce my wife. This is my wife, Sue.
Hello.
And she's going to help me with the show. So if you see her jump in all the time, that's because she's my wife and I ain't got no choice. Okay? No, I have a choice. Anyway, so this is the deal. I'm back on the air and I'm gonna rant some more. If I haven't pissed anybody off yet, I'm sorry. All right, look, the call-in number is 713-955-0492. That's 713-955-0492. If you want to call in, I haven't even advertised this on Facebook or Twitter, but, you know, doesn't matter. This is just more or less a kind of a test show. I'm getting in gear again. I was supposed to go on a motorcycle ride today, and I decided to do this radio show instead. So here it is. Okay, so you got the Republicans, they want to make America great again. And then you got the Democrats who promise you the world and give you shit. You know, and you know, they had this big Sanders revolution. I was all in. You know, but they stole the election from him. You know, they just outright freaking stole the election from Bernie Sanders. I don't care what anybody says. The votes were skewed up in California, Arizona, Pennsylvania, you name it. They screwed up. New York, New York was a travesty. I mean, you know, 3 million votes weren't counted. 3 million votes in California weren't counted. Bunch of bullshit. And then what happens is Bernie Sanders, this great revolutionary, all of a sudden he goes over to Hillary Clinton, and they hold hands, and he tells everybody what a great president she's going to be. Yeah. Thanks, Bernie. And then she nominates Tom Kaine.
She didn't nominate him yet.
Yes, she did. I read it in the New York Times. This guy is he's a total fucking corporatist. You know, he takes money from corporations. He's good at it. He's a professional politician, that's just what we need, another professional politician in there. Let me talk about politicians for a second. Politicians are, these are people that rail against welfare and giving away money and increasing the budget and they're fiscal conservatives or they're fiscal Democrats, and they want to balance budgets and shit. And these people are all freaking millionaires, okay? Now, how you can be a millionaire on $167,000 a year? Now, I guess, that's pretty good money, you know? But you know, and then they get all the perks and shit. And then they get a lot of insider information and, they make deals and they keep a lot of campaign contributions. They become millionaires. And anyway, so this is the way it works. And then they got a revolving door in Washington. If you're a general, you go to a defense contractor. If you're a politician, you go to a lobbying corp or a law firm. Or maybe like you say in Barack Obama's case, they're going to make him a Supreme Court justice, which would just be great. Yeah. I mean, this guy can't make up his mind about shit, and you want to be a Supreme Court justice. You know, when the Republicans say make America great again, you know, what they're really pissed off about is having a black president. You know, they want to make it white again. You know, that's what's behind all this shit. You know, the Republicans spout. They don't like anybody, and you know this they scapegoat, and it's an old propaganda thing. You know, where you scapegoat one culture against another, and you get them all pissed off at each other, so they all take your side. You know, what they say, you know, an enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know? You know, so let's talk about Americans, okay? We got to be the stupidest people on the face of the earth. You know, we got two parties that represent like 300 billion people. Two parties. And, you know, there's hardly a difference between the two, besides the fundamentalist Christian shit and the liberal let's give everything away shit, and which they don't, by the way. The Democrats don't do shit for anybody, okay? I used to be a Democrat a long time, you know, and I just realized this is bullshit. All of this is bullshit. And you got them fighting. And you got them saying shit that isn't true. Everybody knows it isn't true. People aren't listening to them. They hate their guts. Most people in the United States hate both these people. They hate Trump and they hate Clinton. Yeah, everybody hates them. But they're the ones we get to vote for. Which brings me to another point. You don't have to you don't have to vote for either one of these people. You know, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's got to be the most sadistic, evil, cruel, heartless person that ever ran for president. You know, they say all the time on TV, there's never been a war she didn't like, there wasn't a weapon system she didn't love. But that's the way she is. She'll do anything for the military-industrial complex. She'll do anything to make sure that we have a big threat with Russia and that we build up our arm industry, because that's the only thing we sell anymore. And so, the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is like negligible. Both of them are catastrophes. I mean, Hillary Clinton most likely will start a war. In fact, you can count on it, okay? She's going to get us involved militarily more than we have ever been, okay? Just to show everybody she's got a pair of balls. I read a psychological profile on this woman. Her father was overbearing. She always had to prove herself. She'll do anything to get ahead. This is a typical sociopath, okay? She is no better than Donald Trump. If somebody put a gun to my head and I had to pull the lever for one of them, it wouldn't be Hillary Clinton. Okay? I would take my chances with Donald Trump because I know what Hillary Clinton's going to do. Okay? I know. And with Tom Kaine as her vice president, I know what she's going to do. She is a neocon. She is so wrapped up with all these people like Kagan and Kissinger and all these people. She is a disaster waiting to happen, okay? Donald Trump, he probably is a disaster waiting to happen, too. I got to get this thing off my screen here. Oh, man. Anyway. This is what happens when you do radio off the cuff here. I hate it when, you ever get a thing where all of a sudden your computer scans, scans for viruses and stuff, and you don't want it to. And so anyway, that's the deal with that. So what I'm saying is, Americans have got to be the stupidest people on the face of the earth. I honestly, I live in South Carolina. I'm a New Yorker, but, I've been all over the country. I left home when I was 17, joined the Army. I was a lifer. I retired from the military. And my politics have changed like 180 degrees since I got out of the military, because the military is like now, then it wasn't the worst thing in the world. Vietnam was going on, of course, that wasn't too good, but at least the military, they say the wheels of justice grind exceedingly slow. Well, in the military, it's the same way. I've been in trouble in the military. Things I've said, things I've done. And some of them I'm not too proud of. Some of them I was on principle. And I've been in trouble. And I had lots of charges against me. And by the time the military investigated everything, all the charges were dropped. I was exonerated, Even though they put me through hell sometimes, it always came out right, So that's what I got to say about the military I used to be in. I don't know what it's like now. But, and I'm not bitter. I got my Social Security. I got my military retirement. I'm doing all right. Okay, so this isn't somebody who's sitting here in his mother's apartment talking from a basement, I'm 65 years old, but I'm probably more left than most of you people who are, my age. So most of the people I identify are probably going to be younger people. So just, you know, but I'm sure there's people my age that agree exactly. In fact, I know there are because I got a lot of fans online when I write. I write a lot for Op-Ed News and a lot of other places. And my own blog, liberalpro.blogspot.com. No, forget about the dot. Just liberalpro@blogspot.com. And you can get the podcast there. You can get it on Blog Talk Radio. And this show is called Kim Gatto Unedited and Uncut. And so anyway, I just figured I'd just do a radio show because I got a lot to say. And we got 19 minutes left. So anyone wants to call in 713-955-0492, I'll take your call. You don't have to agree with me. Here's the rules for me anyway on the radio. If you got something to say, say it. And I'll give you a minute or two to say what you got to say, even if it's, you know, call me a communist or whatever you want to call me, I don't know. But if you're irrational and you're just on a rant, you know, and you don't have anything constructive to say, after a minute or so, 2 minutes, I'll cut you off. I'll just hang up on you, okay? If you got something to say and you want to make a logical argument and something interesting, and you know, we could talk for the whole show. It doesn't matter, you know. But like, you know, that's just the way I am. So to be forewarned is to be forearmed, you know. If you call in and I just hang up on you, it's because you weren't making any sense, you weren't being rational, you weren't adding anything to their argument. Now you know I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican. Okay, what am I? Okay, me, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to label myself. Right now, you know, Americans think, oh well, we got Donald Trump and we got Crooked Hillary, and that name fits. It might be stupid, it might be juvenile, but the name fits. You know, Crooked Hillary. Because she is crooked. Now, it doesn't matter whether Donald Trump calls her crooked or you know, the director of the FBI says she's irresponsible. It doesn't matter. She's crooked. And if you want her as president, you got to be out of your mind. You got to be crazy. Okay. If you want Donald Trump to be president, you really have to be crazy too. Yeah, I mean, here's an example of the two parties that are supposed to represent 300 million people. That's what we got, two parties, really, because they control the debates, they control the ballot access, they control almost everything, believe it. And they give you Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Come on, get your head around that. You know, most people don't want to vote for Donald Trump because they like Donald Trump. Not they vote for Donald Trump because they don't like Hillary Clinton. Most of the people who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton don't like Hillary Clinton at all. At all. Her approval rating is like 54%. You know, or disapproval ratings, I mean. I mean, they don't trust her. You know, they don't trust her at all. Ratings on that are abysmal. So you vote for Hillary Clinton because you don't want Donald Trump. No. That's a major flaw with all Americans. Not all of them, but most of them. Is they believe this shit that the Young Turks send you, that Alex Jones send you, that InfoWars, you know, that's Alex Jones, and CNN and MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews and all these people that throw shit at you, Wolf Blitzer, you know, Megyn Kelly, all these people throw shit at you. And I like to watch Megyn Kelly because she's pretty. But that's it. I don't listen to a word she says. You know, because she is so right-wing and crazy. And as far as like people like Bill O'Reilly, they don't believe a thing they say. Okay? And Rush Limbaugh, they do it to stimulate their audience so they can get ratings. You don't know what they think privately. Okay? These people do it to rile you up. And riled up, all you people get, you know, you're calling to their shows and, oh, man, oh, yeah, you're right, Rush. Oh, yeah, Bill, yeah. And they only pick guests that agree with them most of the time. And the few times they've had guests on that don't agree with them, they cut them off. Yeah. This is democracy in America. They don't do it as overtly at MSNBC or CNN, but they do it. They do it. Like an RT reporter got interviewed for like a half an hour on CNN. I think it was CNN. I'm not sure, so don't quote me on that. But anyway, when the interviewer saw her interview on CNN, it was cut down to 5 minutes. And it was all negative about RT. So I watch RT. But you know what? I watch RT with a grain of salt. Because I know they're the Russian voice in America. But a lot of things they have on there are good. I mean, there's a lot of information our government doesn't want you to know that they let you know. Same thing for Sky News. Same thing for, you know, sometimes BBC. I like the TV shows, but, you know, a lot of BBC coverage is bullshit, too. You know, most of it. I read The Guardian. I read The New York Times. I read Op-Ed News. I read Information Clearinghouse. I read Smirk and Chimp. I mean, I read a lot of things. Okay, not so much since my strokes, but I read a lot of things. And I'm just telling you, people that are running for president with the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are all crazy as bedbugs. Okay, now the interesting thing, and this is scaring, I know it's scaring the major political parties, is Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party is like at 12-13%. If he gets to 15%, they got to let him in the debates. Personally, I like Jill Stein. You know, I've even supported her. You know, I love Jill Stein. I love everything she says. I think she's a great woman. And I think she should be the next president of the United States. But right now, Gary Johnson is polling up to almost at 15%. If he gets to 15%, he gets to be on the debates. Unless they change the rules at the last minute and they won't let him on the debate, which wouldn't surprise me at all, because this is not a democracy, okay? This isn't a democracy. So anyway, if he gets 16%, it's probably going to come from a lot of disaffected Republicans. And it's probably going to come out of a lot of disaffected Democrats. The disaffected Democrats I'm talking about are, you know, a lot of the young people, a lot of people that won't vote for Hillary Clinton on a bet. Okay? And if you think there's no that Democrats are all going to rally around Hillary Clinton, you got another thing coming. And the Democratic Party's got another thing coming. The DNC better understand what's going on here. People who supported Bernie Sanders are not going to vote. Not some of them will, believe me. A lot of them are not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. So, especially with her picking Tom Kaine as a running mate. If she would pick Elizabeth Warren, maybe, but she didn't. She picked another corporate welfare recipient like herself, okay? Like, you know, and I'll talk about the Clinton Foundation. You know, that'll come, believe me. For all you Republicans out there that are pissed off about what I say about Donald Trump, believe me, I'm going after the Clintons too. Anyway, if you think Tom Kane's going to have any influence on her, just remember, she's got Bill Clinton sitting on her sofa. You know, don't think that Tom Kane's going to be a real voice in the Democratic Party. Believe me, there's no room for Tom Kane. You know, he's an idiot for accepting the nomination. Yeah, but they all have dreams. Oh, well, I'm going to be president someday. No, you're not. You're not going to be president.
If somebody kills Hillary Clinton.
That, yeah, but that probably won't happen. And don't say that. I don't know what I'm saying like that. Anyway, you know, there's another way.
She gets impeached.
If she gets impeached, and you believe it or not, you know, Republicans. Here's another deal too. If Hillary Clinton gets elected, it's going to be the same as like when Bill Clinton got elected. All you saw were charges against them from the Republicans. And a lot of them went to committees, special counsels, all this shit. And the Clintons did nothing but fight lawsuits the whole time that we're in office. And if you think it's going to happen again, you're wrong. Because they're going to do it again. And talk about stopping your country from getting ahead. I mean, this is what'll do it. I mean, yeah. And yeah, when it comes to war and her getting involved in all these different wars and you know the weapons industry and all that shit, I hope they criticize her and put lawsuits on her. Now, this country shouldn't go to war unless Congress authorizes them to go to war. And this shit with just getting involved a little bit and then you know, throwing a little bit more in there until now you got like 20,000 troops and there's a body count coming in and people say, well, why aren't you helping these 20,000 troops you got? So you send in 50,000 more. This is what happened in Vietnam. This is what's happening in Iraq. Now we got 2,000 soldiers in Iraq. Now, how many soldiers do we need to keep those 2,000 soldiers safe? Oh, well, we need another 1,500 more, you know, to keep these 2,000 soldiers safe. And they need all these special things and everything, so we're gonna hire a lot of private military contractors. It's like something like 20,000 of them in the country. So now you got like 24,000 Americans in Iraq, and then they say, "Oh well, we don't have boots in the ground." Bullshit! You know, bullshit! I'm calling you out. If I had moved Gerald or anything, he'd say bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You know. I don't have all these bells and whistles yet. I'm going to get these bells and whistles. Anyway, here's the deal. So you got two flawed candidates, and you got Gary Johnson that's like in the background, like scaring the shit out of him. And, you know, it'd be nice if the Democratic convention's over and you realize what a bunch of mobsters they are. And when Bernie Sanders gets spurned on everything and it just turns into a fiasco like the Republican convention did. And then people are going to, usually there's a bump in the polls every time the convention's over. Like Donald Trump's going to get a little bump. Maybe he'll go up 5%. You know, and then Hillary Clinton will get nominated and she'll get a bump with the convention. She'll go up 5-6%, you know. And then once the convention's over and they start slinging mud at each other and calling each other names and just acting like assholes in front of the whole country, both of them, then you're going to see people starting to say, hey, I don't like either one of these people. They're absolutely bonkers. They're both megalomaniacs. You know, they're both sociopaths. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. And who are they going to vote for? Right now, Gary Johnson's pretty high up in the polls for a third-party candidate. And he's running around almost as much as Ross Perot did. You know, which is a big deal. Which is a big deal because they don't know whose constituency he's going to grab. Okay, and if he gets into the debates, next thing you know, it's going to be a three-way race. And if people start seeing that a third-party candidate can get into the debates, watch Jill Stein's polls rise. Then, if she can get to a certain threshold, it'll be a four-way race. You know? It'll be a four-way race. Now, people will say, well, then if it's a four-way race, if nobody gets a majority, then what's going to happen is it's going to go to the House of Representatives, and they're going to vote Donald Trump in. But you know what? That just might happen. It just might happen. But I would rather have Donald Trump in there than Hillary Clinton. And I also would like a weak Donald Trump in there with no mandate. You know? And Congress just pissed off to the gills. And I would really like to see all these congressmen and senators thrown out in their ass. I wish everybody would come and vote Green or Libertarian or whatever they want to vote, but no vote Democratic or Republican. Throw these people out in their ass. They want to destroy their party. They want to run the agenda. They want to be the big cheeses. And there's only a few people running each party. Okay? Let them destroy each other. Let this be a four-way race or a three-way race or whatever. And let's see them just destroy each other. You know? Because here's the deal in the United States. I only got a few minutes left, but I can go over. I always say this. You know, and I say this in my writing, I say this a lot, is discontent is cumulative. And what that means is people get pissed off and they stay pissed off. I mean, discontent isn't like being angry or in love or whatever emotions you got. Discontent builds up. And there's a lot of people in the United States right now that are very, very discontented. And it's either going to erupt in one or two ways, one or three ways maybe. You know, it's going to be a revolution, which nobody wants. Nobody wants a revolution. It could be a violent revolution. That'd be the worst. Okay? Or there's riots in the streets all the time and put the burden on the police, put the burden on the taxpayers. Martial law. You know, I mean, there's a million things that could happen. Okay, when discontent rises to a point where it starts to boil over. So anyway, I got 90 seconds. So, you know, if you hear this podcast, pass it on. Okay, let's see if we can get this show going to where people have a voice and they can say what they want. And, you know, it's not a partisan show. It's not. And let's see if we can just stay unpartisan. You know, if you're a Democrat, you call in. If you're a Republican, you can call in. Doesn't matter. Here's the deal. You know, just be civil. You know, I mean, you can curse if you want to. I don't care. This is Blog Talk Radio. Do what you want. You know, and call in. Spread this podcast around. Let's get this show going. I'm going to try to be on every morning, like around 10 o'clock. And then I'm going to be on in the evening around 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock. I don't know yet. But I'm going to have one night where I'm definitely going to do the show. So go ahead and spread this podcast around. I got the system working pretty good. And I hope to see you again. And that's all I can say. So I'm going to leave you with this. Thank you.
following these hollowing cantations and exploitation. They keep advocating, building on false foundations, big blood, sweat, shout nations. I say don't wear it down, tear it down, take the wealth, share it round. Without workers, you see that venal societies to be found. The rich keep thieving, but they haven't believed that it's fair. They're the lion's share, go to those who have no need for it. Babies are starving while they're calling brand names in their back. And you wonder why I say China attack. Hell,